I put to remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Say it with me, stir up. Come on, young people, say it loud, stir up. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. How do we get the gift, Brother Chris? How do you get it? You ask. You ask. You know, there was a group of people back in Acts. They asked Peter, what must we do? Acts 2 and 38, they're going to put it up here for you. We've been working on memorizing some scriptures. Actually, right now, we've been, for all the adults, so you know, we launched prayer and praise this last Tuesday night. All of the young people from the young classes, two young classes I know, got prayer journals. Some of you may have already seen them to bring home. Encourage your children to pray. They're open sponges right now. They're looking for identity. And they're watching you. And they're watching me. What must I do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. What does repent mean? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's what repent means. To say, I'm sorry. I've done wrong. I've been a bad boy. I've been a bad girl. Forgive me. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. What does remission mean? It means he'll wipe them away. No more memory. No more pulling up. Well, Cameron, you were bad last year. You must have done it this year. Yep. It wasn't Preston this time, was it? Yeah, it was. You just lied, so you did bad again. For the remission of your sins. Say it with me. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I wonder if all of our young people, front three rows, teachers, I'd like for you to come up this morning. We're starting school. No, not everybody at one time. Come on, we're not going to sing to them. Just come up. Come right here. Come face me. Face me and make one line across the front right here. Make one line, everybody. Teachers, get behind the kids. Look at me. Look at me. Face this way. Make a line. Come on, guys. Y'all been in boot camp longer than this. Y'all know how to line up. All the way across. If you have to go that way, come on. Spread out that way. Spread out that way. I want all the teachers to get behind them. Any of our teachers that teach in school, I'd like for you to come up here. Any teachers that are in the house? All of our teachers. Now, parents. Any parents that are here, I'd like for you to come up and stand behind your child or behind these children, young people. We got a beautiful group, don't we? Hallelujah. Good-looking young men and young ladies. Church, we have been growing upstairs. We've had as many as 52 up there one Tuesday night. We've consistently, over the last month, been around 40 to 43. It's been incredible. Last Tuesday was our lowest crowd in the month. But we had school starting the next morning, so several of them are out. Several are out today. Now, the church family, I'd like for you to stand and come around them. It's a little different for our guests. I encourage you to come back at some point and hear Pastor, hear beautiful music and worship that we have here. But we want to pray for our children. We want to stir up the gift of God that is in you. We want God's anointing to reach down in this place and touch these young children and these young people. Folks, if we don't pray, they won't pray. If you don't have the Holy Ghost in your life, why would they want the Holy Ghost in their life? They've got to ask for it. They've got to want the Holy Ghost. They've got to understand what it is. Do you realize that in our vicinity right here, there's over 13,000 homes, 13,000 plus homes, not extra workers that have come in RVs. We have hundreds of those, and we're fixing to get thousands more of them, and that is great. We want to incorporate them into our church and our community. We love them. But there's over 13,000 plus homes right here with people who are hurting. They've got to have and know about the gift of God and the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to want the Holy Ghost, young people. You got to want the presence of God, and I believe every one of you do. I'm so proud of every one of you. I want you, just church family and parents, just to lay your hands on them. Church family, stretch your hands forward and let's pray for our children right now. Dear Jesus, we ask you, God, to fill them full of the Holy Ghost. God, I'm asking that you anoint every one of them, God. I'm asking, God, that you touch them from the youngest to the oldest. Touch our children right now, God. Touch their hearts, touch their lives, Jesus. Let your anointing go before them in this school year, God. Let your presence, oh God, be about them and guide them in everything that they do, everywhere that they go, God, everything that they say, Lord. Put a protective hedge about them, Jesus. Fill them full of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. Touch them, oh God, with your presence and your anointing. God, let them feel your love and your power and your grace and your mercy. Oh, that's it, church. Come on, call out to God this morning. Jesus, right now, touch these children. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord, speaking in other tongues, God. Touch our young people, oh God. Touch our parents. Touch our teachers, God. Let your presence, let your anointing walk before them. Anoint them when they walk into the classroom. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God, we surrender to you, God. Touch our teachers right now. Reach down, Lord. Give them strength. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding, God. Let them learn your word, oh God. Let them learn, oh God. Let them be a blessing to the people around them.